Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I'm Jess King, and today's episode is going to be all about rolling with it. When I say rolling with it, you know what that means, right? It's like life. We make a plan. We have this whole thing we want to manifest, something we want to create, something we want to do. And sometimes things don't go as we planned, as we dreamed, you can do all the visualizations in the world you want, you know, but sometimes life surprises us, you know, challenges arise, obstacles, opportunities for growth happen. And sometimes in the moment, it really sucks. Right? Come on. I know you can feel me. I sure relate to what I'm saying because I'm actually going through it now, but it's not a new lesson. It's something I've continually, isn't this life, right? And what is that expression about, you know, life happens while you're busy making plans, right? Now, I'm not saying you can't manifest whatever you want. And often those things that come up are blessings, like amazing blessings. So many examples of that, right? Like a dear friend of mine, was having this like intense back issue. And it just kept coming back. She's a makeup artist, super talented, amazing soul. And she works these 16-hour days working for TV in New York. And, her back was just like bothering her so much. And finally she went in and had an MRI and all these tests done. And basically they found out that she had cancer and now she's totally fine. But things like that, where if she hadn't had that, now that's an extreme example, right? Of a major, major blessing that came out of, something unexpected and painful, but that led to deep, massive healing, that pretty much saved her life, you know, or certainly could have. So anyway, that's a dramatic example, okay? Maybe that's not even a great example because that wasn't something she planned for, right? So, okay, but it's still obliquely related, so I'm not deleting this because this episode is heart first, off the cuff. But talking about life and obstacles and things that happen and how do we adapt and how do we find the positive in a situation as quickly as possible, without dismissing our feelings, without like releasing our emotions and expressing ourselves, is so integral to healing. As I've said many episodes previously, and something that I'm sure you already know, but sometimes it's easy to like kind of gaslight ourselves, or you know, especially if you were raised, maybe you were raised like I was, with a mentality that, you know, you just like, my mom is great. Okay. But she's like, she's also a young soul, and you know, a lot of people in our society is basically, the old earth, the old way of being, that many of us were, taught to be, you know, is that you just keep going up, deal with it. A plus B equals C. And like, there's all these other factors and all these other, like when we go deep inside and we look at the 3D circumstance, whatever's coming up, and we ask ourselves, okay, why is this happening? And what am I supposed to learn from this? That's one of the first things you can ask yourself after, you know, crying or getting angry or feeling all the feelings, because again, that's so important. And talking about it, whatever happens with someone dear to you, someone you trust, being mindful of with the person with whom you share things with, of course, you know, you want that person to be, you know, emotionally intelligent. You're not going to share your innermost feelings with someone who's going to, even if they have the best of intentions and love you, sometimes people just say like something that is just not helpful. And will either trigger you, although I guess then it's an opportunity for you to look at that trigger. But like, you want to basically share your innermost stuff with someone you trust, a close friend, close family members, someone you you feel safe with. That's obviously key, like to happiness in life, I think, is being able to share how you feel, whatever it is, without judgment, but in a safe space. Then there's journaling, you know, writing, if prayer, meditation, just dealing with things however you deal with them. These are just things that I do. Obviously, you know, love running, love working out, love dance, love movement. like getting that energy out, right? Energy and motion, emotion, let it out. Emotions are unique to human beings, like all other beings. Like we, that's something on Earth that's makes the energy of the planet so dense, but it's also, it's an amazing way for our souls to learn. We're each learning. So looking at whatever comes up in your life, whatever it is, and sort of trying to ask yourself or ask spiritual realm, if you're a spiritual person or if you're opening to that, because I know many people are open to it, maybe a little bit scared of it, or maybe you talk to God, maybe you talk to universe, source, your angels, your guides, maybe you already do that. Depending on who's listening to this podcast, because I'm not really sure, but I want to know. So if you ever want to share anything about yourself, you can always email me. My best email for this is realignyoursoul@gmail.com. That's my healing Gmail address. If you want to share anything about yourself or something, or if there's a subject that you would like me to talk about, feel free. So anyway, yes, getting the emotions out, telling someone about it, allowing yourself to sit with them, and then maybe asking, you know, what am I supposed to learn from this? Dealing with it. Okay, let's say it's a health issue. If you got to go see the doctor, you got to have a test done, you have like dealing with it. Yes. And then again, it's totally dependent on the situation. Like my situation right now is going to sound like ridiculous next to the examples I've just shared with you having to do with major health things. But like basically for me, I'm an artist and a lot of my life can feel unstable because I have these, like my calling, I believe, is creating and sharing music that is healing and opens the heart and that really, you know, awakens and elevates and inspires and empowers people. So like my mission, and I'm seeking to reach, you know, the masses. So there's a lot of things when you believe your purpose is one thing, and then, you know, these are opportunities, right? Things come up. Basically, I'm working on this project, super excited about it. It's going to be awesome. I do know that in my soul. And there's some timing changes, right? And because the project is based in Los Angeles and I live in Europe. So it just makes things complicated on many levels, you know? So this is going to sound super minor, but when you're so invested in it and you've been doing it for as long as I have, you know, over 20 years, and you're feeling close to something amazing creatively and just, you know, opportunity to really help people at a broad level the way I dream of. I'm all in my emotions. Like I woke up this morning, had a call last night. And again, everything is so great. The music sounds amazing. Like we have 12 songs. It's like, and it, all of that part happened so quickly because we were in the flow, right? But then I step back and I'm like, okay, all of my self-doubt comes in, all of the fear, all of the past, you know, feeling unsafe, feeling unprotected, feeling unsupported, all these, you know, the past stuff that is really the past, that some little sparkles are still in my system, right, that I'm working through. So yeah, letting the emotions out, doing what you got to do, being okay with like feeling like crap for a day or two. Frankly, hopefully this podcast will be in some way therapeutic, because by sharing this little silly story with you, maybe there's something in it that you'll relate to. Maybe there's, you know, a job or something, you know, in your personal life that, or something that you want to do. And again, these are just examples. It could essentially be anything, that whatever pops up in your mind as I'm speaking, that's like the thing. This is just, it's really an energy of, for me, you know, disappointment, you know, self-doubt, fear, and feeling like, you know, I'm in the journey alone, even though I know I'm not. I know I'm certainly not on every level, but sometimes in life, when you take a different path or for whatever reason, we got this stuff, this way we feel, you know. I have was a very close family member. She, you know, battles with depression, and sometimes you can look at her situation from the outside and you can be like, oh, well, you know, it's not that bad. You know, it's very easy. Like certain other family members. Well, you know, she has everything. What's wrong with her? Da, 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 da. But like her experience is her experience. And who would anyone else be to take away from the, to gaslight that person's experience, you know, whatever it is, whether you're dealing with something that, you know, is just so obviously awful, or something like, it's all relative and all of our emotions are valid. I guess that's what I want to say. All of our emotions are valid. Reminding yourself that this too shall pass, like that Sufi quote, which I just love. Actually, my dad taught me that one. I probably talked about this on a previous episode. Now that my dad has passed, it's funny how these things feel that more, much more precious to me. But yeah, this too shall pass. Like, if you're going through a crappy time, like, it will get better no matter what you're going through. And your attitude and how you approach things is almost everything. Like, when you believe things will get better, they will get better, regardless of what it is. But it's that faith, that belief and resilience and being flexible that just we become these like superhuman beings. The more you go through, you know, I again, people close to me or who have been through things that are just, I mean, out of like a film, right? I don't want to get into my friends' personal lives, but there's a lot going on for some of them. And I'm just amazed at how they are emerging as these superhuman beings through the obstacles that they have experienced, and how they are not only going through them, but rising through them, emerging like so powerful and not bitter, even more loving. That makes me emotional, actually, right? You can actually let something make you bitter and angry, and you can lose yourself in that. Or you can transform that energy. You can decide to let go once you move through and process the emotions, rather than getting stuck in there too long, again, fully embracing all of it. You can decide to let them go. You can decide to change that energy to something that is more truly who you are as a soul, which is pure love, radiant light. We are all part connected to and part of the source, whether you call that source God, universe. You know, we are not separate from it. We are it. And a lot of what we've been taught is about separation. And certainly in human form, in 3D form, we are separate beings. So it's, and then, you know, old school, a lot of old school, at least Christian religion teaches the separation, like with this, you know, capital H-E, you know, he, you know, the separation and fear and the stuff that can come out when religion is not taught, in my opinion, in my faith, in my belief, that it's disempowering. It does the opposite of what it's meant to do. Faith, like we are one. Okay, so I can go on that. But hopefully you're catching my vibe. I guess this episode is about resilience, processing your emotions, speaking with people you care about, being mindful of with whom you share things, and respecting your emotions and respecting your process and your journey. I feel like this is like 8 episodes, but in a very abridged version. I want to keep it under 15 minutes or something like that. Making a shift, you know, for my little situation, again, I'm not trying to, you know, judge it as little, because for me, it feels massive, because of what we're working on. I feel like, you know, I have my babies, my songs, and I've already lost one album due to a horrific experience that I've been through in the music industry years ago. Now I have this, all this amazing music, and I'm far away from it, and I'm not able to be there every day, and I, you know, there's a lot of things that are coming up that I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I wanted these, this is not going to be the same as before. And I know it's not the same, and I'm not the same. Thank God. You know, thank God I've learned through my experiences. I manifested some crazy shit, you know, really crazy shit. I co-manifested. These things did not just happen to me. Like, I created them because of the vibration I was at and all the work of myself that I had yet to heal. And we all do that. And that's okay. You know, I'm not here to judge myself for my past. And I'm here to love myself, and you're here to love yourself. And we are created from this divine love, this divine light. And we have these divine superpowers within ourselves. And sometimes it's like so easy to see it in other people and difficult to see in ourselves, right? Again, I don't know who I'm speaking to right now, but I feel like that's part of the human experience for so many of us, is that we don't always see how far we've come or give ourselves enough credit for the challenges that we've you know, worked through. So anyway, there's your reminder. There's your reminder that you're awesome, and whatever's happening for you, you're moving through it. And divine timing is real. That's a other thing. Divine timing, whether that divine timing was, you know, my friend getting this, you know, very scary health news and then being able to deal with it and now being totally fine. And that was a number of years ago. Or whether it's me being like, okay, this trip and we're going to finish this a little later than I thought. And like, I still don't have the dates yet. And I got to figure out the Airbnb, and I'm living so far away. And I'm feeling like, and I closed my fitness business. So there's all these things that like, I got to put this energy somewhere. You know, and then it's like, well, divine timing is real. So I'm trusting, I'm having faith that when it happens, it's going to be the perfect moment. And I do know that when I say it, and hopefully you can feel that energy. I do know it, but I'm still kind of in the emotions. But come on, that was last night. Hasn't been that long. And again, that's just one example. I hopefully this is resonating for some of you, and I appreciate your time. I send you so much love and faith and beautiful energy and support along your journey, wherever you're at. Just know that you are supported. Feeling your emotions is positive, processing them, making positive choices as much as possible, not beating yourself up if you make some choices that were not in your highest good, forgiving yourself, forgiving others. Okay, this could go on and on. Okay, I think it's time to work on my book. What do you think? If only I could not be so scattered. maybe that's what I'm supposed to do this month. And like figure out some other job stuff. Okay. So much love, light, blessings. Thanks for being here at Heart First with Jess King, and catch you soon. Until next time. Bye-bye.